The Southeast Alaska Power Agency, or SEPA, owns two hydropower plants at Swan Lake and Tyee Lake, and they provide electricity to the three communities. SEPA has agreements with two different entities to operate those power plants, Ketchikan Public Utilities for Swan Lake and Thomas Bay Power Authority for Tyee Lake. Oversight of the electricity involves several elected and appointed bodies in the three Southeast communities, with some of the same people serving on more than one of those groups. Former SEPA CEO Dave Carlson presented a history of the projects and the organizational structure at a meeting of the SEPA board in Petersburg this month. He said the structure of the public entities was not a good example of streamlined government.
To pass the operating budgets for Swan and Tyee takes 33 people. You got to get the Thomas Bay Power Commission, 7. And to wrangle with Petersburg, City of Borough of Wrangell, 7 more. City of Petersburg, 7 more. City of Ketchikan, 7 more. And then you got the SEPA board, who really has the SEPA board is the one that really has to approve the budget.
Carlson said costs for operations and maintenance has been rising since the board removed a $600,000 labor cost cap in 2009. In recent years, the combined cost of operating the two plants has been around $1.5 million a year. Carlson pointed out there are some costs that SEPA covers for Thomas Bay that it doesn't pay for KPU. The SEPA board commissioned a study of the organizational structure. John Heberling of the consulting firm D. Hiddle & Associates said his company saw some opportunity for cost savings.
Our folks who looked at this felt that the amount of work that needs to be done at the projects could be done with fewer people. And there is potential for some savings in there along the standpoint of labor costs.
Heberling recommended changing to one contracting entity for both projects instead of two. He said with a reduction of 4 staff, SEPA could see savings of nearly $500,000 a year. He said another benefit of a single contractor would be employees at the two power plants could train to work at both sites and move back and forth between Swan and Tyee Lakes.
We also think that a more transparent bottom-up budget process would be helpful from the standpoint of both projects rather than just have a single contractor or have a contractor come in and say, well, this is what the costs are.
Several board members didn't actually think SEPA's costs were too high or unexpected. Robert Larson of Petersburg thought the increases were reasonable.
My perception of this table is we're doing a pretty darn good job is constraining our growth in our O&M costs.
For some board members, the main issue was not staff reductions. Member Charlie Freeman of Ketchikan urged the rest of the board to take action and begin the several-year process to change to a single contractor.
I don't want us to get too bogged down in cost savings or personnel issues here. To me, the main and primary issue is that we're not the boss. We don't have direct or adequate control over our own destiny here. As far as SEPA's concerned, we got too many fingers in the pie.
The organizational structure was also a concern for board chair Jeremy Maxand of Wrangell.
The real issue here is how are we managing the two projects together to get the best deal for the ratepayers in all of our communities. And right now, the way these two projects are managed is very dysfunctional. And there's a lot of tension and conflict and misunderstanding about chains of command.
While board members agreed they needed to look at changes, some asked about keeping both TBPA and KPU as operators and negotiating amendments to the existing agreements with those contractors. Most board members said they were not ready to vote on the issue this month and wanted to get input from the three communities before deciding. Changes to the operating agreements and structure of the organizations will take several years of work and would not likely happen before 2014 at the earliest. Representatives with KPU and TBPA were both at the SEPA meeting and provided input on the discussion. Following the meeting, the Thomas Bay Power Authority General Manager Paul Southland said it was premature to comment on the SEPA study.
This report was released to the public at 9 a.m. this Monday, and at least I haven't had an opportunity to digest it in whole. I know that some of the facts presented could be questioned. I'll have to go back and review those. I know that it will have significant impact on the communities of Wrangell and Petersburg, and what exactly those impacts are, we'll have to analyze.
The SEPA board unanimously approved a motion to defer the decision until the board's next meeting in December. That'll give the board members and staff time to get feedback on the changes from the three communities. In Petersburg, I'm Joe Wicknicki.